Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
Hey, we're back here on Thursday Night Tailgate, and we're turning on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you putting your spotlight on this week?
Going to give a good shout-out to linebacker Lorenzo Alexander of the Buffalo Bills. Chris, I did some research on him earlier in the week. You know, they nicknamed him the one-man gang. He's had a lot of success in his NFL career. He's been around 11, 12 years, and this is a guy that had 12.5 sacks just as early as a couple years ago. So, I mean, he's still playing at a high level, but some of the things he does off the field really got to me. I mean, whatever Buffalo would like him to do, their PR department, he's a major presence in the Buffalo community. For example, one time at the beginning of last year, Chris, he himself got 42 additional Bills players. And he sent all of them, went to all different organizations in one different day. So they spread them out just to try to make a difference for some youth, at-risk youth up in that area. But 43 guys on one team, he had them going in different directions in one day. But he's had a lot of his family members have been affected by diabetes, so he's been a major spokesman for the American Diabetes Association. He does an awful lot. This is a guy, remember, Chris, he was raised by a single mom, and he had a lot of temptations throughout his life, but this is a guy that really is interested in touching the lives of young people. So he's used his platform to really get to the youth of Buffalo. Again, he's been involved with the healthy lifestyle things that the NFL stresses, like the Crucial Catch Initiative. And he does, he had a cousin that was battling breast cancer, so he's very, very supportive of that. But you'll see him a lot in the Buffalo public schools, also does football camps out in Oakland, California. I don't know how he does all he does because his time is really taken up, but my goodness, and I have a lot more things I can mention, but you get the idea. We're going to give a major shout out to a great man, Lorenzo Alexander, Buffalo Bills. Thanks for your effort.
Stuff. And, you know, you talk about him being raised by a single mom. Last week, I put my spotlight on Eagles running back Wendell Smallwood for the work that he did there and continues to do with some single moms. You know, the story last week about how he paid the bills, you know, for some single moms. Well, this week, I'm going to sort of stay in that same area and put my spotlight on the positive on Dolphins' new linebacker Robert Quinn, formerly of the Rams, and Rams wide receiver Tavon Austin. Going back to Christmas of 2016 when they were both with the Rams, they surprised a single homeless mom with a fully furnished new apartment. Quinn initially contacted the Rams Community Relations Office and said he wanted to go above and beyond for somebody for the holidays. And the Rams reached out to the United Way of Greater Los Angeles, who then reached out to the LA Family Housing Authority, which is an organization that serves to bridge people between homelessness and getting into a permanent housing situation. They told Quinn about the mother who suffered through sexual assault and the mental anguish and challenges that become associated with that. They told him about her homelessness and how that made her have to surrender her children to the state. So Robert and Tavon, you know, helped secure a four-bedroom apartment under Section 8 housing for her. They spent $20,000 of their own money to fully furnish the apartment for the family. The mother was reunited with her children, and they brought them to the apartment. Not only were they surprised by that, then they were stunned to see that the apartment was fully furnished and decorated for Christmas, complete with a Christmas tree and presents stacked all around it. So kudos to Robert Quinn and Tavon Austin and the Rams Community Relations Department for what they did to take care of this family, rescue them from homelessness, and bring them, you know, back as a family unit together, Bob, and then really get their lives back on track. I thought it was a fantastic story.
It is, Chris. What a way to end the show. Again, these guys, we have to put them on the front page as opposed to some of these knuckleheads we read about. But my goodness, what a way to end the show. It gives us a great feeling. And again, you and I are very keenly aware that this is the norm as opposed to things that happen that aren't good. So let's keep doing what we do, and kudos to those guys because they keep us going.
Yeah, absolutely. And the great stories keep on coming, and they're all out there. And to your point, Bob, these are things that just, you know, for whatever reason, don't get the amount of attention that they should. It is the knucklehead stories that we hear so much about, and it's not enough about these, but they're out there. We're finding them every week. And kudos again to Lorenzo Alexander, to Tavon Austin, and Robert Quinn for this week's Thursday Night Tailgate Spotlight on the Positive. All right, my friend, it is time for us to put a bow on this draft night edition of Thursday Night Tailgate. We want to send out our thanks again to Tim Worley, Greg Lloyd, Tommy John, Susan Lajedai, and Russell Baxter for joining us. And, Bob, I wouldn't have it any other way than to spend this Thursday night with you, my friend.
That's a lot of fun, Chris. Red Sox in a background draft. I mean, it's information overload, but that's how we like it here. But let's do it again next week, brother.
Yes, we're going to do that. And as you heard, Russell Baxter will be back with us next week to recap the draft. We'll also be joined by former Pitt, Mississippi State, and Texas A&M head coach Jackie Sherrill. He'll make a return visit with us, as will former Jacksonville Jaguars running back Stacy Mack. It's been a minute since Stacy's been on the show, so look forward to catching up with him, and former Lions punter Jim Arnold. It'd be great to catch up with Jim as well. We'll be glad to have back Tony Collins, kudos to him, and congratulations to he and his wife on their anniversary. Tony celebrating appropriately tonight with her. We hope you'll come back and join us next week and be a part of the show. We're looking forward to a great time. I want to remind everybody out there, how can you follow us on social media? Well, go on Facebook. We've got a Facebook page for the show, Thursday Night Tailgate. Give us a like. That's very important to us. Plus, both Bob and I have our own pages on Facebook as well. Please also check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. On there, you'll be able to see who some of our future guests are going to be. Plus, you'll be able to stream some of our archive episodes. It's going to link back to our page over on Podbean. Can't thank our friends over at Podbean enough for featuring Thursday Night Tailgate and their football fan section. Please download their app. That way, you can take us with you everywhere you go. Also check out, on Podbean, they've got so many great podcasts across all genres, not just sports. So when you download the Podbean app, you're going to be able to find your favorite podcast in a variety of different genres. And we hope that you're making Thursday Night Tailgate and our show on the golf side, Next on the Tee, a couple of your favorites over there as well. On Twitter, you can follow me at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazzari, and the show is at TNT Podcast. Bob, take us home, my friend.
Yeah, you have a great week, Chris. And we want to thank our announcer, Joe Lajanusa, for the terrific job he always does with our intro and ads. And we got to give a shout-out to Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. And on behalf of myself and Chris, we want to thank everyone tonight for listening. We appreciate you all the most. And until next week, good night, Kevin, and good night, Terry. We miss you guys.
Coming down the mountain, I take a breath of sand. Can't tell the day or time, but I know this day will end. On a mission I can't see, they say I am the one. In the end, it's you and me as we ride into the sun. So we ride another big thumb down the track. Heading east to New York. another day.